Jody Hodgson from the Ralph Engelson Arena joins us now to talk about a momentous weekend. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. And
you too.
This is exciting. This is a big deal to have this tournament here.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, it single elimination hockey, does it get any better at playoff time than this? Like, realistically, there's probably, what, two teams here this weekend that know they're going to the NCAA tournament and six teams that are fighting for another day, like win or go home, right? Six teams here know they probably got to win this weekend to make the NCAA tournament, so we're really excited.
And there will be a field of 16 in the NCAA after next weekend,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Or wait a minute, the 16 actually are part of the Shields Arena. That's part of that original group.
Yep, there'll be four in Fargo, and there'll be four regional sites of four, so there'll be 16 teams in the NCAA tournament.
And so folks know, when Jody talks about single elimination, normally a playoff starts with that first round of playoffs to get in to the final five. That's obviously different this year, so that's where the single elimination thing comes in, and whoever wins the NCHC tournament is the automatic bid, right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, there's an automatic qualifier here up for grabs this weekend, right? So whoever wins a tournament's in automatically, and then the rest of the field will be selected based on rankings, which is going to be pretty interesting this year.
And UND, correct me if I'm wrong, the hockey team has not won the NCHC tournament.
That's right. No, we haven't won the tournament per se, right? Most of us remember the Final Five and everything that happened in the WCHA, but in our NCHC era, they're looking for their first one here this weekend.
So to have it at home is pretty special. And really, this tournament either was going to not happen in Minnesota or happen here, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was going to go to the Xcel Energy Center, but certainly isn't going to happen there because of what's going on. And then even if it was going to be at the Xcel Energy Center, it would have been four teams. So there would have been a best of three weekend prior to. So we're really excited to have all eight here. And even from a hockey standpoint, right, like tonight's going to UND is going to play Miami, and Miami's fighting for their life. Like, it's a one game shot for them to try and extend their season. So there'll be lots of urgency all weekend here.
Fantastic. Now, can you still get tickets?
You can. Yep. Single game tickets for each of the four quarterfinal series are available. The cheapest and easiest way to do that is right at the box office. People can walk up and pay face value for a ticket, or if they're not in town, they can buy those through Ticketmaster.com online, and we would certainly encourage people to do that. We'll maximize our capacity tonight at 3,000 for the UND game, and then it'll build as the weekend goes.
Minnesota just came out with their new guidelines going forward on COVID that start next week, and seated indoor venues now can add 15% of their capacity over 500 with a limit of 3,000 people.
Okay.
So they are still doing that now. The outdoor venues, they're allowing the Twins to have up to 10. But in other words, still for hockey, you know, like Xcel Energy Center, you still got a cap of 3,000 going forward. And you started at 3,000, basically.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's a big building, right? That's about twice our capacity. So they'll be spread out pretty good there. I think it's fantastic what's happening here, like even in our county with the county's decision to rescind the mask mandate. That means we're headed on a great path, right? Our positivity rate's less than 2% locally, and we're in a great path. Low numbers. We're in really good shape. Our situation this weekend with our tournament is our bid to the NCHC included the condition that we maintain existing policies through the tournament, so that'll happen, and we'll continue with our mask policy through our tournament here Tuesday night. But we're really excited to see our community and region bouncing back, and we're getting really excited about the summer and fall that's coming, because we think we're on a good path to getting back to normal.
So the best news out of this is that tickets remain for the greatest college hockey tournament there is. I mean, the NCHC is a gold standard. We're going to talk to Josh Fenton a little later on about that. But what a story when you look at kind of the college hockey old guard, if you will, was a WCHA and a CCHE and an ECAC. They come in new. The Gophers decide to leave along with Wisconsin, the Big Ten teams. They're on the out looking in now at a great, great college hockey product. You know, I mean, the product for the fans, incredible, isn't it, Jody?
Yeah, when you look at the four-time defending national champions, right, all be in here this weekend, and there's going to be four great quarterfinal games. But I've always said in most tournaments, in my mind, whether it's a Frozen Four or whatever the tournament is, I always think semifinal day is about as good as it gets, where you get four, right?
Because it's do or die.
Yeah, like Monday is going to be fantastic when you look at the two games that are happening, a game at 3 and a game at 8 that are televised nationally on the CBS Sports Network. Like that semifinal Monday is going to be a fantastic day of hockey. I don't care if you're team is in it or you're a fan of one team or another, it's guaranteed to be two fantastic hockey games.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it. And again, you can get tickets. Walk up tonight, buy a ticket, or the package is still available too if you want all the games.
Yeah, we still have the full event packages. We're going to sell those through today to try and give people the opportunity that want to come to all the games. And for the UND game tonight, I would certainly encourage people to get on it early here this morning.
Because once you reach three, you're done. That's all you can have in here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and again, that's sort of the NCHC saying, hey, we're doing this sort of because we got to play in the NCAA world soon. And they're even less. Like next weekend, coming up at the regional, NCAA regional, Shields Arena. Hearing right? It's going to be 1,200 people in the Shields Arena?
Yeah, certainly a priority for us this weekend is to make sure we have a great event. But we want to make sure that all the teams remain eligible. If you've seen what's happened in the college hockey landscape, even in the last 48 hours, right? Clarkson done for the year. Bentley done for the year. Holy Cross done for the year. So we want to make sure part of the timing of all of this has been to condense the tournament so that all of our teams have about a 10-day window between the end of this tournament and the start of the NCAA regionals, because we want to make sure everybody can get to the regional that's earned the right to be there and that they're eligible and that they're COVID compliant per se and they have a chance to go chase a national championship. So in that balance of that attendance, you're right, it's everything. It's trying to honor the commitments to the NCHC and ensure and make our schools comfortable, that the environment is safe for them to stay healthy so that they can continue to chase it as they go down the road here in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's really important. And again, there are eight national banners that hang in this storied Ingolstadt Arena. This team is capable of a ninth, and so you don't want anything to disrupt that. That's all part of the game. And by the way, it's 3,000 more people in Ingolstadt Arena for this tournament than would be in Minnesota. So we got to just play the game for sure. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a great weekend.
Looking forward to that next banner going up. That's why we're here, Ingolstadt Arena.